I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to The Fear, a podcast about the overlap between comedy and horror. My name's Sarah Morgan.
Hello.
That was a big one. Hello. Welcome to The Fear, a podcast where I interview funny people about what they're scared of. This week, here's a good indication of where my mental state is. I've been ill. I've had a cold, which turned into a bug, which turned into a kind of woman flu, like an existential woman flu. And I've been in bed, and I've mostly been watching RuPaul's Drag Race season 6, rewatching that because that's my happy place. And also, you know that thing when the kind of mental state you're in when there's just one TV show that you want to watch, there's one thing and you just really want to watch it, and it's an American show, and you're like, okay, well, I'll find a streaming service for the network, and you can't watch it in your country, so you're like, fine, I'll get a VPN. How hard can that be? And that doesn't work. So then you start trying to find like illegal streams, or like maybe someone's put on YouTube or Vimeo or Daily Motion, and you just start getting like really, really like you're going to all I want to do is just watch this one thing. I've seen it. It looks really good. I'll just watch it. And you start going mad. It's like, I'll torrent it. Fine, I'll take the risk of going to prison. And it's not even on torrents, and you just anyway. So the show's called Haunted Gingerbread Showdown, and it's on the Food Network. And apparently, it's bakers competing against each other to make Halloween themed gingerbread houses and sort of Halloween themed sweet treats. And Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, big fan. She's a judge on episode 1, and I just wanted to watch that really. So that's where my head at. Getting slightly manic about the fact that I just really want to watch people who do like quite a complicated thing really well doing that, and icing and horror puns. That's just kind of what I need at the moment. Just kind of what I need. My guest this week is Carrie Quinlan. Carrie is a comedy writer, comedy performer. You've heard her on John Finnemore's Souvenir Programme on Radio 4, loads of other Radio 4 shows. And you might have heard her podcast on the Great Big Owl Network called Ask the Nincompoops. It's very funny. You should definitely listen to that. This is a very special episode. What happened was, so Carrie's a really good friend of mine. She's never seen a horror film. And I was like, oh my God, I do a podcast about scary things. Please, can we watch your first horror together, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. And she thought that was a fun idea, so we arranged it, and we were going to do a special episode called Carrie Quinlan Watches a Horror. And then it's just been a bit of a week, hasn't it, for everyone. Even Donald Trump is saying men are scared at the moment, and I think he's right. We're probably thinking of different reasons why men should be scared, but I think everyone should be scared. All humans should be scared at the moment, because it's quite scary times. I'll definitely say it's not a competition. I'll just say that. It's not a competition. We're all a bit scared. We're all a bit thin-skinned. And Carrie Quinlan came to my house, and we had a chat, and we had a glass of wine, and we ordered some pizza, and we just went between us. Do you know what? We don't really feel like watching a horror film tonight. I certainly, in this climate, did not feel like making my friend do a thing that she didn't really fancy doing. So instead, what we thought would be funny is if we talked about if we recorded a conversation where we talked about why we weren't in the mood to watch a horror film. And that's what you're about to hear. I hope you enjoy it. Let me know what you think of the show. And also, if you've got any steers on how to watch Haunted Gingerbread Showdown, get in touch at The Fear Podcast. But for now, boils, ghouls, and all creatures in between, please enjoy this spooktacular episode of The Fear, Carrie Quinlan doesn't watch a horror film. Cheers.
Recording. And I'm just
going
to pop it here.
Okay.
And so we're talking to the bon clair.
And we're just...
We'll just talk.
Like, we'll just have a little chat. Like mates, with a glass of wine and a pizza on the way.
Oh, and that goes. Yes. Carrie Quinlan is in my house because we were going to watch a horror film tonight because we were going to do an episode called Carrie Quinlan Watches a Horror. And for reasons... which are mostly to do with the fact that I wanted to sit with my friend and just go, ah, the world! I'm so frightened about everything. We sort of decided we'd just chat a bit. And what were your reasons for not wanting to watch a horror?
So my reasons are... So the whole idea of Carrie Quinlan watches a horror film is that I've never seen a whole horror film. I've seen clips... I've seen the most of the video of Thriller, although I did scream and run out of the room. That's not recent. That was like when it came
out.
That's
horror though. John Landis.
Yeah,
it's very good.
Absolutely scared the shit out of me. And I think it may be that. It may be that formative experience that means I've never watched a whole horror film because I have met my imagination and it's not okay. And it would... fester and freak me out. So that's the idea. So the idea between Carrie Quinlan, beneath Carrie Quinlan watches a horror film is that I've never seen a whole horror film because I'm too scared. And so I've come around this evening to watch a whole horror film, but we're not going to because I'm too scared.
To be honest, I'm too scared.
Yeah,
and not because I love horror films. But I can absolutely empathise with the idea that something... I like the idea that your imagination can be eclipsed by someone else's if you watch a horror film. I love that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's how I used to feel. When I was a kid, I was obsessed by Freddy Krueger. The film we were going to watch tonight is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep.
I was obsessed by Freddy Krueger because there was someone in my neighbourhood had a poster on there. Well, you know, the sort of sticky posters that, like, faced out?
Okay.
Film poster.
Yes, right.
And it was advertising one of the Nightmare on Elm Street films. And I had horrifying recurring nightmares about 8 or 9, and I would have horrifying recurring nightmares about Freddy Krueger. I knew the vague concept of the Freddy Krueger.
Yep, same.
The idea.
Yeah.
So you know the gist.
I know the gist.
Which is...
And I don't like it.
What's the gist?
So the gist is that... Freddy Krueger basically exists in your nightmares.
Mm.
And that's not okay.
Yeah. No, it's not. Completely not.
And also, I've seen the posters too, and he doesn't look like a nice man.
It is about the worst, the best slash worst idea.
Yeah,
literally the most horrifying thing.
Absolutely horrifying.
The only way you escape him is not to sleep.
Yeah.
And that
that's
is,
not good. That's not good.
It's not good.
No.
It's really not good.
And it's interesting you say about your imagination being eclipsed by someone else's, because my worry is that, yeah, my imagination will be eclipsed by someone else's, and then my imagination will come back and involve itself in that again.
Oh.
And, not good. I saw, it's a ghost thing, not a horror thing, and it's a play. I saw The Woman in Black when I was 16.
Mm.
My godmother took me to see The Woman in Black for my 16th birthday, and I slept with the light on for 9 months. And it really fucked with my head.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's a good stage play, right? Spooky things.
Yeah, it's a good spooky stage play, and my brain is not good with that.
Yeah.
And of course, other reason for this evening for not watching a horror film is, and I hope you don't mind me, sharing that we both have slightly fragile brain units.
We absolutely
currently
have very,
and it's not a good.
That was the weird thing. I mean, we can cut anything you want to cut, but I you put out a tweet talking about having a black dog and taking it for a walk, and I, as a black dog owner, was like, well, taking your black dog for a walk sounds like a podcast or possibly a band. like dog walking club.
Yes.
Feels like a really good thing.
That does. It makes it sound fun.
We had an, it sounds quite cool actually. It does, which is worrying. Yeah. It shouldn't sound cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
It's not cool,
there's
kids.
Nothing cool about it. But black dog walking club seemed like a nice idea. And then I, weirdly, because I only think in terms of content, was like, give Carrie something to do. She can pop around. We'll do that.
I know what will cheer her up.
I know, cheer her up.
Doing a podcast.
She'll give us something to put in the diary.
Doing a podcast about stuff what shits her up.
Yeah.
That'll because, break her out of the mood.
But that to me is because I think the times we live in are very, at the moment, making us fucking petrified of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a good stare into the idea of what other people think is meant to be scary, i.e. a horror film, quite relaxing. Because it's so... and I'm talking supernatural horrors. I'm talking men getting into your dreams.
Yep.
Which is the last place they can't bloody get, right?
Hey.
Nowadays, what?
Yeah.
Patriarchy.
Hashtag me too. Yep.
Not okay.
No. Does that,
can't get you in your dreams now. No, yeah. I'm sure Elon Musk is working on it.
He probably is.
He probably is.
Yeah, he's quite busy with...
It turned out that geeks turned out to be bad people.
Oh, my God.
When the geeks took over...
He's Donald Trump with a laptop, isn't he?
It turns out all the nerds are actually as bad as the jocks were when they were in charge.
Yeah.
Like all the nerds, all the people I was friends with at school who couldn't get girls to talk to them, I obviously didn't count as because I knew all the words from Monty Python and Holy Crap.
There you go, boom, like, done.
Didn't count. I'm sure you were a similar. We would have found each other had we been.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely. Similar playgrounds. Yeah. But the nerds are now in charge of everything, and they are as bad as the jocks.
Yeah, the nerds have inherited the earth, and it turns out they're arseholes as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, who'd have thought? And it's sorry, we've diverted. Yeah. What were we saying?
Oh, have we?
World's on fire. Everything's shit. We are recording this in the week of the Kovner. What the fuck? I didn't even dignify his name with a thing.
Yeah, let's call him Kovner.
Kovner. No, because that makes me think of Julie Cowner, who's the voice of Bart Simpson.
Yeah. Okay. Let's call. Corner, Mr. Corner.
Corner. That's good.
So the Senate committee hearings were last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate folk are senators. That's what Senate folk are called. Senators are looking at the FBI report.
Oh, God.
As we speak.
Yeah.
So
they've given themselves a week, so it's going to be thorough.
Absolutely. Yeah. What can they possibly miss?
And essentially, a woman stood up in front of a room full of basically men and tore her skin off and talked about a really horrifying thing that happened to her, and all the stuff that the last couple of years have had about women coming forward and men as well, and people telling about their stories of horrifying things that have happened to them. It turns out it's a bit like that dream where you open your mouth to scream or run and nothing comes out.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. Like, she opened her mouth and said all this stuff and fuck all happened.
Fuck all happened,
and we all went, oh, look, you see this, everyone? And everyone else responded by making funny sketches and memes and GIFs about it.
Yeah, it's... It's so bleak.
It's so bleak that I think your brain having a bit of a... That's the other thing as well. When your brain is a bit wonkoid and desperate to find any reason to beat you up, stuff like this is like, it happens and you feel bad about it because you're a human being and of course you feel bad about it. And then your brain starts going, well, you're meant to feel bad about that. How dare you be depressed, or how dare you feel bad or anxious, or because you're meant to, because that should make you, because otherwise you'd be a bad person if you didn't feel like that.
Yeah. And why aren't you giving up your stupid career trying to make people smile and becoming an activist and actually changing the world, you prick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are meant to be making the world laugh at the moment. I forgot about that.
Make yourselves laugh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Do a 30-minute long SNL sketch and the big joke is that Matt Damon's playing Ian Corner. Is that his name?
Ian Corner,
And that's, imagine that. That's funny. It's funny because he raped someone. So it's he did.
Yeah.
We will never laugh again.
And he's in. Yeah, and he's about to be confirmed in one of the most socially important roles. Probably more societally important roles in the States than president. Yeah!
Yeah. But it's fine because everyone else is disgusted and outraged, aren't they? No, they're sort of just making jokes and going, eh.
Good.
So I'm glad I got you around.
Yeah, absolutely. I wonder if anyone's still listening. You know where the stop button is. You've already pressed it. Oh, Lord.
No, this to me is interesting because I feel like when the world is sort of genuine horror, like actual horror, like horror film horror, all the things that Charlie Brooker writes in Black Mirror, but like worse. When the world, I find horror films, the supernatural, the vampires, the Draculas, the Freddy's Krueger, very cathartic, relaxing. They're like a safe way of exploring big feelings. They're like having a big cry. You need a big cry.
Okay, yeah, the sort of catharsis.
Yeah, there's a catharsis to them. I watched Ghost Stories last week. You know, the Jeremy Dyson, Andy Nyman. It was a stage play.
Oh, okay.
Probably like The Woman in Black, which I've not seen. But the stage play was really good. And I'd saw the stage play a few times. And I watched that film in the dark on my own, really wanting to be scared, hoping it was as scary as it was when I saw it at the theatre, because I was like, I'll feel really better. I'll feel better after that. I'll have some jumps and some cheap goosebumps, and I'll have got on a roller coaster effectively. I'll have done a thing that I have absolute control over, but has made me, it's a very controlling thing, I think. But.
Yeah, I get that. I do. I just, my concern is that I won't be able to put it down afterwards. And particularly, and I've left it so long, and I'm now in my early 40s, hard to believe. Edit that. That's fuck the whole age shit. I'm 42. It's fine.
Because one of the reasons we're doing this is because it was on your list.
It's on my list of 42 things to do while I'm 42.
This year appreciates the importance of the number 42.
Exactly. It's the one. But no, but part of the thing.
42 things to do at 42, and one of them was
watch a whole horror film. Mm-hmm. But my concern, being 42, is that I'm now waking up in the middle of the night needing to go to the loo. Mm-hmm. And if I watch a horror film, I won't want to go. I won't want to walk down the corridor in the dark of my flat to go to the loo.
I put it to you that either you would piss yourself.
Yep.
Which would be quite the event.
Yeah, that would not go down well.
Or you do it and then feel amazing afterwards because you've done a thing. Because you've done the thing.
Okay. So should that be another of the 42 things?
Yeah, piss yourself.
No. Yeah, there we go.
Have you ever pissed yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Weird question.
Yeah. I mean, like post childhood, post early childhood. Yeah, laughing generally.
Oh, that's the best.
Generally, yeah, best. Once or twice. Laughing. Oh, and then
that's the absolute best. That's the
couple
best.
Of weeks ago.
Oh, hello.
I sneezed and a bit of wee came out. That was a surprise. Yeah, yeah. That was very. That was very strange.
Did you feel alive?
I did a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
I was like, ooh, crikey. We've come to that pass.
Yeah.
After a long, hot summer of World Cup action, the nights will soon be drawing in again, and as the barbecues and after-work drinks in the sunshine peter out, you might find yourself at home, accidentally watching The One Show. But fear not, you don't have to, because the podcast that takes the bullet for you is back for Series 2. Last season, we marvelled at a film in which Chris Akabusi investigated baby farming.
All right!
We were astounded by Tommy Steele's anecdotes.
Suddenly, the ship goes... I went, what the...
And suddenly I see these two bodies.
Oh, dear me.
And we accidentally engineered the resignation of regular one-show presenter Jay Rayner.
You have to understand that I'm on this so that I can never be on the show ever again.
This is basically your resignation
because
letter.
You can't leave.
Nobody so leaves the family.
So who knows what will happen this time? Find out as the show that analyses a TV show that doesn't warrant analyzing returns. It's The One Show Show, back in September.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way.
I mean, if we're talking lacquer, we need to go back to Polly, who's got 28 cans of Elnett in
Dawn.
There.
It was definitely feeling horrible that you hadn't done your homework. Yeah. Obviously, Lynn is immediately in a bikini. It's a freezing day in, I'm guessing, February.
I was going to say, that swing pool looks f***ing freezing.
You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's brilliant.
Jack still feels very much at sea. I can't help reaching for these puns. I'm so sorry.
No, it's important.
He doesn't really acknowledge how grave...
What
his...
an ocean of trouble.
Thank you.
It is.
This is why we got you on. You're there bloody brilliant. You
that's all I've got. I'm leaving now.
Available from your usual podcast supplier. Find us on Twitter at AlwaysTherePod.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat.
I mean, again, it's back to the horror thing, but, like, the bodies doing weird things is quite a big part of horror films.
Right.
Body horror. It's called, in fact. Yeah, there's lots of...
So is that like spinny heads exorcist-y business?
Yeah, or like Jeff Goldblum getting into a machine with a fly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And turning into a fly.
Now, is that good?
Oh, so good, man.
Oh.
You'd love it. I mean, it's a horror film in the sense that the idea of what is going on is horrific.
Mm.
But it's really essentially Kafka.
Right.
Or something, I'm going to... You're so much more literary than I am. Like, you are...
No, I'm not... I talk a good game.
You've done Shakespeare's in that, though.
I had done...
Shakespeare's quite horror, isn't it?
I has done Shakespeare's. There are some pretty horrific ones.
Tell me, because I know nothing.
I did
media studies at GCSE.
Wow.
I'm like Paul Merton talking about his Woodwork A level. I'm so sorry, but I genuinely did not do any Shakespeare's
as well. Well, I mean, you know, Macbeth's got witches in it. That's got a whole supernatural element to it, and it's got ghosts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Titus Andronicus, which I don't actually really know, but there are lots of horrible, horrible deaths in that.
Mm.
It's not terribly woke, I think.
it's not woke.
Lots of Shakespeare is quite woke.
Really?
Yeah, there's lots of really cool women being played by young men originally.
Yeah.
In it, which...
It was the original drag, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It was like, it was basically the RVT.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
like, you know, it's like Tuesday, Glory.
Yeah.
There's so many roles that would be so much better if they were gender swapped. Like,
yes.
They should just,
And there's more of that happening, which is quite fun.
Mm. Who would you play in a Shakespeare? Maybe we're not talking, this is just,
Well, I have just played Rosalind in As You Like It.
I like Rosalind's the good.
I loved it.
She's the spunky one, right?
She is.
I've seen it. I've seen the what's he called? Jeff Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Jeff.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
I've not seen.
It's very good.
Cool.
I saw that.
Is that As You Like It?
Was that not As You Like
Did
It?
Did you not? I thought it was Much Ado.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Right, all this is going. I don't know anything.
Was it Much Ado? I don't know. It might not be. Might be.
Hang on,
I think it was Much Ado.
Okay.
Because wasn't
Ugh.
Yeah.
Right, this is going. So you've played Rosalind.
I played Rosalind, and I loved her. The trouser parts, they're goodies.
Trouser parts.
Birds what dress up as blurks. Oh yeah, Rosalind's brilliant. I really, really loved it. I think part of my moody brain unit currently is come down from playing Rosalind.
Really?
Because oh man, it was such fun. Oh, it's great. So,
What are you scared of at the moment? Are they very big or very small?
Ooh.
Because I feel like that's where the world is at the moment. Everything's very big and very small at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah. So, what am I scared of? Oh, more or less everything. I'm sort of scared of getting out of bed.
Wow.
Yeah, at the moment. That's quite frightening. But then staying in bed's quite frightening as well.
Mm.
So...
what's in your bed? Is it like phones and distractions, or is it just...
No, it's just I might go to sleep and then I don't have to think about it.
Right.
Or...
you might go back to sleep.
Yeah, I might go back to sleep.
Sure.
That'll do. Oh, and I've got a cat sitting on me. That's all right.
I mean, the thing is, that sounds like in different brain circumstances, a really nice situation.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's my go-to. It's my it's always been my default. Is go to sleep. And
so can you just go to sleep?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my go-to is probably try to go to sleep.
Right.
But I'm sort of realizing that what a waste that is. So I had a this is all over the shop and I don't care. So I had an American flatmate for several years, who's brilliant and really wise. But he gave me a book with the terrible title, What Do You Say After You Say Hello? But one of the central things in it is about, it's about psychology, but it's a lot of it's about fairy tales and that how important fairy tales are to our psyches, and that your favourite fairy tale can say a lot about you.
Oh, that's really interesting.
It's really interesting. It sounds like it sounds like it's a questionnaire on Facebook, but it's actually really interesting.
No, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's cool.
Because obviously I'm a writer, but also I have a child, and I'm like, fairy tales are like such a huge part of everything.
Yeah.
And you reread them and you're like, oh my God, this is a nightmare, but actually this teaches you morality or...
Totally. And they're really hard and they're really scary. I mean, they're horror. Lots of them are horror stories.
Oh my God, are they? Yeah.
But my favourite fairy tale was always Sleeping Beauty.
Mm.
And so, right, the key thing about this book and the psychology of it is that at the centre of every fairy tale is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be really careful. And it's worth looking at your favourite one, seeing what the lie is, and then... look at your tendencies and that kind of stuff. And the light at the centre of Sleeping Beauty is she sleeps for 100 years and she doesn't age. So it's sort of about procrastinating.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I was very much someone who thought that was a great story, but the lie at the heart of it speaks to me as well. That I put stuff off when I put stuff off. I sleep, or try to, rather than do stuff, because part of me thinks at some point things will happen, something will happen, and that's no good. And so that's the lie at the heart of my fairy tale and my psychology that I'm getting better at. I've got miles better at it, but it's
like
still there.
Yeah. It sounds like you know yourself pretty well.
No.
No?
I mean, I try to, and that bit I get. And I think I'm getting better at it. But I'd still rather find outside things that define me rather than actually have a good look.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's scary.
That is. Yeah, but that's...
which is, but it's interesting scary.
Talk about staring into the abyss, though. That's way scarier than a... yeah, like just having a lift. Spiky hand man. Oh, I'm so excited for when you see
then
spiky hand.
Bad Edward Scissorhands.
Well, yeah, I'm so... this is what I'm so excited about for you, that you're going to watch a horror and you're going to... oh, that was a horror.
Yeah.
like you're going to go, oh, I didn't know... My because you're a very smart, very emotionally intelligent, very you have a very vivid imagination. The idea that you're going to be stunned by anything you see in horror, but I love the idea that I might one day see a film or see a thing. I'm ready. I'm like so willing. I'm like accepting of that. Waiting for that moment.
Yeah,
and it hasn't happened yet, and I want it to.
Yeah, I remember when I was growing up. It happened a lot with music that people talk about difficult albums and complex albums and albums that blow your mind.
Yeah.
And so things like the White Album and Dark Side of the Moon and Astral Weeks, I didn't listen to for years, years and years and years, because I was scared, because I thought they will actually hurt my brain.
Right.
And then I listened to them and loved them. And I love them all still. But there's a mild disappointment in not being fucked up by them. But they haven't been totally rewiry and horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, no, it's good. I mean, it's interesting, good tunes, but it's not.
Mm.
Oh, you haven't broken me. Shit.
Yeah. Why is my life not... But we live in an age where everything is... This is going to blow your mind, destroy your life, make you weep. Like, this will kill you dead, literally. Everything, all the time, has lived at that level.
You'll never believe what happened next.
You might absolutely shit your pants when you click on this thing and see it's a turtle having a poo. Which had...
Yeah.
That went round today.
Oh.
That went round today as a clip of a tortoise having a poo. And then immediately went round with, I can't believe this has got 2.4 million viewers.
Oh.
And people were outraged at that. And so the little cycle of outrage.
Yeah.
So the world is very big and very tiny at the same time. The scale of it is really off
putting. Yeah. And that hyperbole has become the default. That whole, you know, you won't believe what the cast of Beverly Hills 90210 look like now. Do they look like the cast of Beverly Hills 902? I don't know. But in their 50s.
But
do
they were older. Yeah.
Yeah, they do, yeah. I've clicked through these 28 pages.
Yeah.
Damn. I hate myself.
For having a click through. But again, you don't just, I hate myself. Yeah. It's too big.
It is too big.
Oh.
Yeah. Here we are.
What? Oh, pizza!
Pizza!
Pausing.
GreatBigOwl.com. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.